Nothing. Tired of work. Need to be hitting somebody's lottery.
Heard. I'm ready to hit that lottery too. I can't wait. I need a lick. I gotta hit a lick. Bad.
I wish I could be a scammer. Like, for real.
Right. It is so weird because, like, we get hit with scams all the time. So somebody's always hitting me up.
Scammer so bad, but I'm not going to jail.
Right.
I can't do no jail time.
Yeah, they be hitting me with the I got this cryptocurrency. I swear on Instagram, I get hit up at least once every 2 days with somebody that's trying to sell me crypto or Bitcoin. And me and Andrea was just talking about that yesterday. I'm like, enough already. Mm-hmm. Enough already. But whatever. All right, we live. We got a lot to talk about. Episode 90. Y'all have no idea podcast. Biz Sky is here.
And I am Sean.
Oh my God, you got faces, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all should be like, this will be something new. Now, the live version will be on YouTube and Spotify. The video, the audio version will be on Apple because it looks like that's how it's going to go.
Okay.
So, at least we got Anchor and YouTube and Spotify where everybody can actually see our face.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, y'all finally can see us and y'all can see all the crazy expressions that we have during this whole ordeal. So, ain't no hiding this time. Ain't no hiding this time. I'm good with facial expressions, though, so I'm cool. I'm chilling. All right, we're going to roll our eyes with this start topic, but we do have a lot to discuss. We're going to start with the Oscars 2023. All right. Took place this past Sunday. Shout out to Jimmy Kimmel, who was the host. Jimmy Kimmel has hosted several of these things. He's like a veteran in these things. He's done this a time or two or three or four. I don't watch the Oscars. The Oscars is boring. I'm sorry. I can't get into it. I can't.
Sometimes they are right.
No, it's boring. Like, it's like they take 4 or 5 hours out of my time, and I'm just like, this, I got better things to do. But y'all know what we're here to talk about.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all know what we're here to talk about. All right. So I'm going to do a quick rundown of some of the winners of the evening, and then we'll get to the one, you know, that one. Mm. So we all know Best Picture actually went to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Boy, we're going to talk about this movie multiple times during this whole podcast. They actually were nominated for 11 awards. They won 7, again, including Best Picture. I'm looking at the movies that's nominated. Elvis was nominated for an Oscar.
I didn't see it, but I heard it was good.
I'm not watching Elvis.
It's Elvis, so I didn't watch it, but I heard it was good.
I'm good. I'm okay. I'll pass. I see what some of, and a lot of these movies I did not see. So, you know, I'm gonna read just a couple of them off. Top Gun, Maverick.
None of them. I don't even think I've seen the original Top Gun.
What?
If I have, it's been so long that I have no recollection. Like, I was thinking about watching it, and then I was like, I ain't never seen this movie.
My mom said it's a banger. My mom
loves it, but I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it, and if I have, like I said, it's been a long time.
Interesting. Okay. So that was one of the movies. I'm looking here. Avatar was actually one of the movies.
I saw that. That was good.
Well, we talked about Avatar. Well, the crazy thing is I didn't know Avatar was actually eligible to you know what I'm saying?
Didn't it come out like in December, November, something like
that? Yeah. Yeah, it did. So I didn't know it was eligible. All Quiet on the Western Front, never heard of it. The Fabelmans. Now, I did want to see that because, you know, Steven Spielberg is my man. Yeah, so there's that one, Women Talking. That's with Frances McDormand. And again, a lot of these movies I didn't know. Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser for The Whale. I was actually happy to see him get that win. He deserved it. He's been through a lot. Best Actress, how do you pronounce this woman's name? Is it Michelle Yeoh?
Why are you going to ask me on today?
I tried it. It didn't work. But she won for Best Actress of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. You got Best Original Song. I'm not sure who that was. I just know that Diane Warren wasn't, Angela Bassett wasn't the only one that was mad that she didn't get an award. Diane Warren was mad about hers too. Rihanna's Lift Me Up was also nominated for Best Original Song. But let's get to it. Let's get to the juice.
Oh gosh.
Best Supporting Actress. Now. I'm gonna let you go first because I got a lot I got to say about this. I know you were very upset. I seen the tweets.
I want to preface this by saying I actually love Jamie Lee Curtis. Horror is my favorite movie genre.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween is my favorite horror movie. Mm-hmm. I've seen every last one of them, even the ones I wish that I hadn't.
Mm.
I loved her in Trading Spaces. I loved her in, what was that? True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's my wife. It's Andrea's favorite movie ever.
Freaky Friday.
Another
one. I can't think of it right now. But I love her. So I don't have no problem with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamie Lee Curtis was not the best supporting actress in her own movie.
That's what they said. That's what they talk about.
Performance beating out D'Angela Bassett.
Come on with it.
Like, I'm just tired. I'm ready for us to just be like, you know what? Y'all won. Y'all can have it. We done. Don't invite us. We ain't coming. Let them have their Oscars without any of us there. Like, just one year. We don't show up. We don't submit nothing. Just let them people be for a year and see how far they go without none of us there. Because at this point, they just playing in our faces, the Grammys too. But I don't even think they watched Black Panther, if we being honest.
Probably not.
I don't think they watched it. And then it's the whole, with it being a Marvel movie, you know, they put their nose up at Marvel as if they aren't real movies, but they making more money than the movies that they considering to be real movies.
Facts.
Like, the stuff that be winning awards, don't nobody even be seeing. Like, this is probably the first time people have really watched a lot of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they put her in the front. Like,
yeah.
Y'all, I don't appreciate how they set her up like that. They already snubbed her when she should have won for What's Love Got to Do with It. And then you bring her back. I think she should have, it was like New York. Like, again, Flav. They brought her there to embarrass her again. And I don't appreciate that. Like, nurse to be talking about, y'all seen this one lady talking about she should have performed like one last time. Like, bitch, what? She should have did what?
Right. Right, I saw that.
Perform. Like, she don't owe y'all a performance. Y'all ain't paying her.
Right.
So, I'm just tired, and I just really want people to just be like, we done. Mm. And let them people have their stuff.
Mm. Okay. All right, I'm going to take a different approach. take a different approach. Okay. All right, so... Yes, I was very pissed off when I seen that she didn't win. But for a whole different reason that no one has really discussed, at least that I've seen. And I'm with you. I'm a Jamie Lee Curtis fan. I always have been and will be. And we want to make this clear. This is not shade toward Jamie Lee Curtis at all. But if she's not the best supporting actress in her own in the world, did she win? But that's a whole nother discussion.
Well, we know why she won. Same reason why Harry Styles won instead of Beyonce or Bad Bunny.
That's still fresh. That's still fresh on my conscience. Okay, still fresh. Okay, my approach is a little different. For me, the reason why it pissed me off so much is, like I said, it's something that no one is talking about, and it's the Black Panther effect. Sean, how many times on this podcast have we talked about moments that, like, we're so glad that we got to be a part of? Whether good, bad, or indifferent. Well, Black Panther was one of those times in our lives that we're like, that was a moment in history. Think about this. Black Panther came out February 2018. A lot of people don't know movies. January and February are dead spots for movies. Like, if you put out a movie in January or February, you're dead, okay? And think about this. This was also the first time that all black cast was given the keys to the kingdom, mm-hmm. like, in a very big budget film. Like, and also, this is at a time where Marvel, at this time, like, every single Marvel movie was sneezing out $100 million in a week. Like, Captain Marvel, as bad as that movie was,
I like Captain Marvel.
I hated Captain Marvel. I'm sorry. That movie was terrible to me.
I watched that movie like 20 times. I thought it was good.
No, thank you. And I want to make this, it's not because Brie Larson wasn't great. I know some people had a problem with her performance. Nah, I'm good. I'm good on Captain Marvel.
Better than Eternals or whatever that crap was called.
Actually, like Eternals. Nah, I hated Eternals. I hated it the first time I seen it. The first time I seen it, I was like, this movie kind of trash.
I fall asleep on that movie every time. I've never made it all the way through, not one time. And I don't even be sleepy when I start it.
Like my youngest baby loves Eternals. Like that's her jam. But to each his own. But like, so they were given the keys to the kingdom. And again, y'all would have to have been outside when Black Panther was out. Mm-hmm. God, I wish we was podding. God, we was not podding. We didn't pod for maybe another 6 or 7 months that year. But man, I wish we was podding when Black Panther came out, because y'all want to talk about a movement? I don't think we'll ever see anything like it ever again. Like, it's one of those things that you just had to be there. And think about it. You know, Angela Bassett was one of the more, you know, was one of the key components to that movie. Mm-hmm. That cast, I went back and I just looked at that cast this morning. That cast, though, I mean, my God, it's literally like the who's.
It had Forest Whitaker in it.
Yeah, Forest Whitaker. I mean, Sterling K. Brown, Angela Bassett. And it made people like Winston Duke. Like, it made Winston Duke's career. I'm telling you, that movie
and
was...
And Letitia with her.
We'll be nice to Letitia today. We'll be nice. But yeah, those are two main people that the movie, it made. You know, Daniel Guerrero, Daniel Kaluuya, like, Michael B. Jordan, that whole cast was lit. And one of the driving forces, again, was Angela Bassett. Now, think about this, y'all. Think this is something, again. So, Chadwick Boseman passes away, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and in the year... that is the worst year in recent memory. Like, I don't even think people even remember that he passed in 2020. Mm-hmm. That's how insanely bad 2020 was. And he actually filmed that movie while he was sick, and no one knew. And so think about the fact that Angela Bassett had to channel a real-life death. And she's playing this man's mother in the movie. Now, I know some of y'all thinking, well, it's just fictional. But those were real emotions. Like, I have to play the mother of a deceased man in real life. She took all of that energy and she channeled it into that role in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Now you're gonna piss me off all over again.
I'm not trying to. I'm sorry. I'm not. But I just want to paint this picture because I want y'all to I want people to understand the significance of why us as Black people were so outraged. It was more for me than just she got snubbed again. It was the significance of that role. And think about it, they had to pivot. We talked about this when we reviewed Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. They had to pivot. That entire script was different. That was not whatever y'all saw on screen, that wasn't the original script. So they had to pivot and still show up to work every day knowing that Chadwick is no longer with us. And she bodied that role to the point where I was like, I don't get the shakes often in movies, but that scene with Okoye, where she pretty much cussed Okoye out, chills.
That was heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking. And I every scene she was in, she literally bodied. And so... just think about all of that, along with the fact that she's been in this game, what, almost 40 years, and she's still, I mean, think about all the roles she done had. We talked about what Love got to do with it. I mean, Stella got a groove back. Wayne Exhale. The Jackson Dream, when she bodied the Katherine Jackson role. Like, she's been doing this for a long time. And you mean to tell me that, because I think, to me, this role, I mean, I know Tina Turner's role was iconic, but with the significance of Black Panther, I think this was probably more her most iconic role, and she got snubbed
for the second best performance in that movie.
So when I watched Jamie Lee. Love Jamie Lee Curtis. Love her to death. That was my father-in-law. My father-in-law used to be in love with Jamie Lee Curtis. In love. Because he always used to say, that's a white woman with a Black woman's body. Hey, whatever, bro. All right, you got it. Yeah. So when they show, because I didn't see the actual Oscars until like the next day, because I was at work. So I'm not putting on no Oscars after work. You're right. So I didn't see the clip of her reaction until I got home. Well, now I got home the next day. I laughed my ass off because it was hilarious. Because that's us. And, you know, some people was like.
And she has earned the right to be disappointed because she knows she deserved to win. So she absolutely shouldn't have had to just grin and bear it. No, I'm pissed right off.
Right. But see, that's what there's.
That was her, not me, because I'd have got up and walked out.
Do you remember I think it was 2006 or 2007 when Eddie Murphy was nominated for Dreamgirls and he didn't win?
They snubbed him too.
And that nigga left. Eddie Murphy was like, peace, I'm out. Because they're so used to us turning the other cheek. Excuse me. And saying
she and showed saying, grace in that moment. Because I would have immediately, you didn't say my name. Me and Jamie Lee would have been getting up at the same time. She'd have been walking to the stage and I'd have been walking up the door.
Facts. Facts. So she did what she was supposed to do. She showed really human emotion. Like, and somebody else pointed something out that I didn't even think about. Angela Bassett is 64 years old. She don't look it, but she is 64 years old. She is, that's a fine woman right there. She, Courtney B. Vance, shout out to you, my
that's
brother.
That's why he be on his camera. He know.
He know what's up. He know what's up. He got a bad
don't
one,
care
boy.
What none of y'all say.
Facts. That is a fact. But, I mean, the reaction was exactly what it's supposed to be. His reaction was the same reaction. Like, he felt like this is some bullshit. Like, I would be upset too. So then I think were they next? Was Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors next?
Oh, I don't know how it happened because I didn't watch it.
Okay, so after we all saw what happened, after she didn't win, Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors were presenting for Best Cinematography. Shout out to these brothers because they read the Black Twitter, they read the Black People Room. Michael B. Jordan got up there and said, "Hey, Auntie," and Jonathan Majors said, "We love you." And then he did that kind of like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have to say much, but boy, that spoke volume. Mm-hmm. Because that was exactly how we felt. They knew what was up. They knew that this was some bullshit. Because how did she not win for this?
And like I said, if she didn't win, how come Stephanie didn't?
So I heard. Now, again, I have not seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, so I cannot be the one to tell you. But they said, A, Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't even in the movie like that. And B, Stephanie bodied her in her own movie.
I'm not saying that by like happenstance. She legit wasn't the best supporting actress in the film.
Exactly. So how did...
That was just a retroactive, we've been snubbing you for years, so we're going to give it to you now. But no, right. Don't give it to her on somebody else's time. Like, y'all right. Gonna have to catch her another time.
Right. Right.
They're not going to have to catch her another time because whiteness rules and they don't care.
Ah, man, it's just another episode of being disappointment. I think they said this was the what was the 95th Academy Awards, and we've only as a.
I hate the term people of color, but only two non-white women have won Best Actress in 95 years. Are you trying to tell me that
That's insane, man.
Anybody has ever acted better than...
I don't know, man. I'm just disturbed, man. It just upsets me as a fan of her work. And that role in particular, like, it would be different if she didn't body the role. Hell, she won the Golden Globe for a reason. Like, usually when you win the Golden Globe, you're shoo-in most likely to win best whatever category you're nominated in, whether it's best actor, actress, or supporting.
I'm pretty sure she looked so annoyed because she probably felt like, okay, all of this is happening. This is my right. time now. And then y'all get me here. And then she had her kids there. And...
Hey,
you just need to stop going.
Yep, that's right. But so I follow Angela Bassett on Instagram, and immediately after the award, well, probably like a day after the award show was over, she pretty much, you know, she was very diplomatic and very complimentary. And she did say at the end, Wakanda forever, because I think that she knew how much this role meant, you know, not just for her, but for the entire cast of what they had to go through, mm-hmm. that she just wanted to win this award, not for just herself, but for Chadwick too. And that's probably what hurt her the most, is that she, because Sean, this is the
she
last
time.
She
probably had a fire-ass speech too.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Could you imagine? Because, right, you know she did. You know she did. Because this is the last opportunity, honestly, that Chadwick Boseman is going to be represented. This is the last time, and she did not get it for him. And that's what pissed me off the most. It's like, God damn, at least do it for him. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they didn't do it for him when it was him.
Right.
So.
But, you know, it's all good. They're going to learn today. They're going to learn when black people start pulling out, them niggas start going to the NAACP Awards more than they go to the Oscars. They're going to learn. They gonna learn.
People buy BET and we get the BET Awards back popping again.
Oh, so that's a perfect segue. This wasn't even on the topic list. So while we're on the subject, Tyler Perry and Byron Allen are two suitors that are up to buy BET. Some people were rejoicing. Some people said we can't see Madea goes to jail five times like Baby Boy.
Why?
I don't know. Listen, let me tell y'all something. BET hasn't been black since they got bought by Viacom. I think that was like, 2006? Something like that. It's a long time ago. They ain't been black in a long time.
Whenever 106 at Park started to take its dive.
Yeah. The minute AJ and Free left. That was around the same time.
About that time.
I have absolutely no problem with this. I mean, we need more, you know, black-owned stations. I mean, BET's been around since 1981. So we need more representation. And who's better to buy it? Hell, Tyler Perry's whole entire catalog is on there anyway. Nigga, you might as well just buy it at this point.
They say he's a part owner or something, a BET Plus or something like that, ain't he?
He is. I knew this nigga was part owner when I seen that Kingdom Business was a real show. And I was like, yeah, this nigga is...
I had to draw the line at some point. Like, I watch Sisters and I watch Zatima. First of all, that is a terrible name for a show, but I digress. I can't do no more. No.
Can't do no more?
I can't.
Hey, Kingdom Business is lit. Nah, that's not Tyler Perry's show.
Is that the one with Eva Pickford on there?
No, that's the one with Yolanda Adams and Soraya and Yo.
I heard that was good. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yo,
I can't.
Sean, no. Look, let me tell you something. I have to say this about this show real quick because it's been renewed for a second season.
Oh God.
I love Yolanda Adams to death. Like Yolanda Adams, if I had to do like a top five favorite gospel artists of all time, Yolanda Adams is in my top five. Y'all gonna look at Yolanda Adams totally different after this show.
Oh, Lord. Wow. She's portraying the church people that really be walking around out here.
Like, Yolanda Adams killed this role so much that my wife was like, I guarantee you she liked that in real life. Oh. That's how crazy she went in this show. It's really freaking good. It's a little much.
Skylar, you ain't gonna drag me into no another show.
Man, do it, Sean. I'm doing it. Mm-mm. I'm doing it. All right. So yeah. So I do hope that those gentlemen do partner up and actually purchase BET, because that would be a great look.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of looks, this was a crazy look. Let's get into it. Shaka Khan. Let's do it.
All my right. friend.
Oh, boy. Okay. Shaka Khan is a legend. A whole legend. One mm-hmm. of the greatest of all time. We talked about this Rolling Stone greatest top 100 singers list before. Briefly. We didn't talk about it that long. And Shaka Khan, I believe, was 29th on this Rolling Stones list. She did an interview. I don't know who she did the interview with. And boy, did she dismay her displeasure at some of the ladies that were above old Shaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Two of which she name dropped. And one of which we're going to talk about at length. Now, the first person she name dropped was Mariah Carey. I'm going to let her slide. I'm going to let her slide. I'm going to let that one pass by. This Mary J. Blige slander.
Is it slander?
Look now. We're live now. So I can give you the eye roll if I want to. So she was being interviewed, and we all know Mary J. Blige remade Sweet Thing. She remained. Okay. Let's just say Shaka Khan.
Hold on, keep talking. We're gonna be Teddy Riley right now. Keep talking, but I gotta go get my charger because my phone
Go right ahead. I'm gonna keep talking. But while she's away, let me just lay down some ground rules for everybody that's looking at that's gonna be witnessing the lives. Okay. So as y'all can see, we are real people. We are at separate locations. I am at home. Sean is at home. We have children. We have spouses. So every once in a while, you will see certain things in this podcast that you wouldn't normally see on other podcasts. So that makes us a real podcast.
Or do you watch the podcast and people be coming in the room and all kind of crazy stuff be going on?
Mm-hmm. So I don't want none of y'all that's going to be witnessing this podcast.
Terrible, though, because I'm going to have to put the phone. Keep talking, but I'm going to have to put the
phone. No, you're good. So I don't want none of y'all to be thinking, like, they so unprofessional and ratchet while doing this podcast. I don't know if I can watch this for too long. Oh, knock it off, okay? Okay, we're still trying to, you know, get some, you know, traction and some sponsorships and some things. So I don't want y'all to be popping off about us moving stuff. So I want to hear.
Pardon my lighting. I had to go where it's a plug. So
exactly. It's all right. Switch up is cool. Okay. Now, Shaka Khan. Mary J. Blige, again, she remade Sweet Thing. I love both versions. Of course, I prefer the OG version over the remake. But that's not what Shaka Khan was talking about. Shaka Khan basically was in his interview, and I'm not going to repeat verbatim, but let's just say
we can repeat.
You want to so bad, don't you? Let's just say she was not pleased with Mary J. Blige's performance on the record. Even going as far as to say she was a little off pitch. And I told her to her face that I didn't like the way she sounded on this record.
Well,
this is what Shaka Khan said about Mary J. Blige. And she said some other things that I'm not going to repeat. I'm gonna, Shauna, I'm gonna let you have this moment because I know you have been chomping at the bit. Talk about Mary J. Blige and her singing.
I've been telling y'all she can't sing. I've been telling y'all since the beginning of this podcast that that woman can not sing. Songs slap. Undeniable hits. Fantastic. Voice. No. Can't sing. She can't sing live. She can't sing on the records.
Okay, that's... Whoa. Let me cut you off on this one. Now, I seen Mary J. Blige live, okay? She was down here a few years ago. Okay, no. Let me get to this. So, she did come down here with Nas. They did the 25th anniversary of Illmatic in My Life. They both came out in 1994, okay? So, yes, it was 2019. Of course, Nas opened, Mary J. closed. Mary J. had zero backup singers. Mm-hmm. Zero. Not one backup singer. And she sounded great.
Y'all was outside.
We was outside, yes, acoustics
and microphones. And she was probably standing still. And Jesus was in the back. You didn't see him, but he was in the back with his microphone and she was lipping it. She can't sing.
Okay. I'm going to defend Mary. Rihanna. Now, if you would have said Ciara, I would agree with you.
I think she was going to be my third. I was going for Ciara for my third. Can't sing. And when I say sing, I mean like for real sing. Like they just be talking on the records. They ain't really holding no notes.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Let me defend Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige hold me.
Huh?
She hold me.
She hold her own note. She hold her own note. Okay. There's categories of singers. You got your powerhouse singers. You got your Arethas. You got your Kelly Prices. You got your Jennifer Hudson. I would consider those like your powerhouse singers, you know, the one that's gonna tear the roof off. Your Yolanda Adams, those are powerhouse singers. You got your smooth singers. They can still give you vocals, but they're not gonna like hoop and holler. So those are your Aaliyahs. You got your Jhené Aikos, those type of singers. You know what I mean? Summer Walkers, those type of singers. And then you got those who they can sing, but they not gonna like raspy with it. Like a Mary J. Blige. She's really raspy with it. I don't think T-Boz is a great singer. Not gonna say she can't sing, but she's not that type of singer. She's not giving you Aretha Franklin. Hell, she barely get T-Boz ain't giving you Alicia Keys at this.
They
point.
Not singing though, they talking. Oh, and Alicia Keys, Jesus.
Okay.
The way Ursula stole that woman's voice was
that's funny. No, see, the Mary J is never okay. Let me ask a general question. Let me ask you a general question. When you listen to Aretha Franklin, what do you listen to Aretha Franklin for?
What do you mean? For her vocals.
Thank you. Exactly.
But I don't listen to Mary J. Blige for her vocals. I listen to Mary J. Blige because I know the song's going to stop.
Okay. That's my point. There's no one on this planet that has ever listened to Mary J. Blige for vocals. Nobody. Mary J. Blige herself.
I'm just saying she can't sing. I just want to be in agreement that she cannot sing.
No, I don't agree with that because she's not. She's not.
She has grifted for a long time.
Oh, now she grifting? Who is she, Sean King now?
No, because we actually getting something out of it. Like, she ain't taking advantage. Like, she is producing masterpieces. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Songs, soundtracks for our lives.
Like, absolutely.
She is very pivotal. I ain't taking none of that away. I am simply saying and saying only that she cannot sing. That's it. hard stop. That's where I start and I end. Everything else is very true. But she can't sing.
I don't agree, man. I saw the woman live. I saw her body. I'm going down. I saw her body not going to cry. I'm just saying.
I'm Going Down is such a nasally song anyway.
Oh, my God. Come on. Come on, Sean.
It's a fantastic song, but what the hell? I never thought. Okay, hold on. I know this phone plugged up.
Uh-oh. That's Mary J. Blige coming after you for saying she can't sing. Mary J. said, I'm about to snatch your battery life. Keep talking about me, I can't sing.
Well, she can't.
No, look. Now, I love Chaka Khan, okay? I'm a fan of Chaka Khan. I've always been a fan of Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan has one of my all-time favorite songs. When Rufus Tell Me Something Good is one of my all-time favorite records. We're going to sit here and act like Chaka Khan hasn't had some embarrassing moments as of late.
Oh, Chaka Khan ain't nothing but an embarrassment lately.
Let me tell y'all something.
I'm going to scoot this. About that woman. She said, and I asked her, what time? She said, you singing at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Look
ain't
at my face.
Ain't nothing like old woman shade.
Not like old woman shade, but let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. Scoot this camera closer to me. Okay. Did y'all see that damn verses like I did? Huh? Huh? Y'all see that? Y'all saw that goddamn verse? Song one. She was finished. One!
Chaka had a voice, though.
Chaka had a voice.
I said had.
Had. H-A-D, all caps.
That's what okay? I said, but Mary ain't never had.
No. We're not doing that. Because Mary J. Blige, listen, I've watched plenty of Mary J. Blige performances in my day.
So
we're
not going to be honest on this podcast.
No, we're going to be honest.
I'm being
very, very honest.
Okay.
Y'all, we're not going to sit here and act like Stephanie Mills ain't carry this woman all through that versus battle on every song.
Yeah, but that's now, though. She on a decline. She, you know, she be hitting the bottle.
That ain't no excuse, because Patti LaBelle still body it every single time she get on stage, so don't even try that.
She be hitting the bottle with who knows whatever else Chaka be into.
Probably
nowadays.
Jack Daniels knowing her right before the stage. Y'all saw that national anthem she sung a couple years ago in the championship game and going to the Super Bowl? Or was it the All-Star game? It was one of those. It might have been All-Star game. Go look it up. Go Google Chaka Khan, and it might have been either the All-Star game or the and I know it probably wasn't the NFL. It probably was the All-Star game. This woman sounded so bad that I sat there and I was like, Chaka, okay, we're done, ma'am. It's over. It's over.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Uh-oh. You think you fixed your lighting?
Yeah, I'm just turning my computers on. Oh, yeah.
He's so goofy. So, look, I respect Chaka Khan. She's a legend, but man, come on, man. We not gonna sit here and act like she ain't sounded bad in her days. Okay, that is not supposed to be playing. The Breakfast Club is not supposed to be playing on my computer. Yeah. But I didn't like
it. Might sound terrible now, but Mary ain't never sounded good. Unless just really on the records, but live, hang it.
Obviously, we're going to agree to disagree on this one. Obviously,
it won't be the first time,
it won't be the last. Probably this, probably this podcast. Okay, y'all. So we got a few more things to discuss, man. We never talked about the whole Michael B. Jordan thing that happened on the red carpet. So Michael B. Jordan was on the red carpet. I believe it was for Creed 3. I've not seen Creed 3 yet. I've not seen Creed 2 or Creed 1. So I am far behind, guys. I am far behind. I don't watch movies like that. I don't. I'm not a movie kind of... Okay,
going to need you to do that.
Okay, let me explain. If my wife is not interested in something, we don't watch it.
Well, it's such a good... I mean, I say that because I'm like a Rocky stan. Like, I've been watching Rocky since I was like 5 years old. Like, I've literally seen them all, and I love them all except for Five. It's a crapshoot, and just
Five is terrible.
Never waste your time.
Five is terrible. Five is awful.
Awful.
It's awful. So
never watch it again.
Yeah, it's probably the worst of all the Rocky movies.
It is the worst.
And I did this might get me in trouble. But I never liked Rocky IV. I never liked Rocky IV. Never liked Rocky IV. Nope. I hated it. I hated it as a kid. I hated it now.
Because they killed Apollo?
No. I just think it was just... Okay. How do I say this? The scene was so unbelievably stupid to me.
With him dying?
Yes. And I'll explain why. If this nigga is getting... Okay. In real life boxing, I've been watching boxing since I was like 5 years old. Mm-hmm. If this nigga is getting pummeled, the way that he's getting pummeled, you pull that man and you stop the fight. They let this nigga continue to get pummeled. They're saying stop the fight.
Throwing the damn
tie. And they're still letting this nigga box. Really, in real life, fam, that would never freaking happen. I'm like,
he was the first toxic man.
Yes. I'm like, and then what made it even worse is Rocky Balboa is just sitting there just watching, like, go in there and stop the fight, fam. He's getting murdered, literally. But you're not stopping the fight. You're just sitting there thinking probably in the back of his head, bet you I could beat him. Like, fam. I hated that movie. Never liked it. Yeah, yeah, you did, but still. Like, get out of here. Anyway, so back to Michael B. Jordan. So they were on the red carpet celebrating Creed 3. You said it was an excellent movie. I believe you.
Second best one.
Ah, cool. Very cool.
1, 3, 2.
Okay. Again, I'm far behind. So... So on that red carpet, L'Oreal from the Morning Hustle show, who I listen to, she interviewed Michael B. Jordan, and they started to talk about some things, but she did say that her and Michael B. Jordan go way back. Apparently they went to school together. Okay. And Michael B. Jordan.
And she was so chatty for that. I know you remember. Like, girl, no, he don't remember. You want him to remember.
Right. Right, that part. And so Michael B. Jordan proceeds, you can kind of hear him like in the audio a little bit saying, oh, you mean the one that you call corny? And I never called you corny, which led me to believe that she called that man corny.
No, she, to be technical, she is not the one who said he was corny, but she was on there talking about how they used to make fun of him because his name was Michael Jordan and because he used to carry around stupid little headshots. Like, so she didn't necessarily call him corny, but she didn't disagree, and she added her own little almost like acceptance or little tidbit to be like, yeah, you ain't wrong.
Right. And so, it was a little back and forth, but the look he had on his face spoke volumes. And it was almost like he was like annoyed. Like, really annoyed, because you never see Michael B. Jordan like that. Because usually he's, happy-go-lucky, ho-hum, he's good. So when the interview was over, he kind of walked away or whatever, and she was just sitting there looking like she had egg on her face the whole time. Well, it was a back-and-forth discussion about how Michael B. Jordan handled that situation. And most of the people that I've seen did not have a problem with his, response. Except one name. That one person is Joseph Anthony Button the second. Your fellow Virgo.
You ain't have to add that part.
Hell yeah, I do. Because I hate you. Listen, anytime I get to throw shade at Virgos, I will, because my Gemini list is trash, by the way. This nigga Joe Button sat there and died on L'Oreal's sword to come in and swoop in to be a superhero for her. By calling Michael B. Jordan's actions pretty much egregious and totally uncalled for. And this was the part that got me. Joe Budden say, That's how you, our black women shouldn't be treated like that. Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Anthony Budden II. This Joe Budden, you mean Joe Budden with that whole extra Baxter situation, you know, made a whole diss record.
How many other women?
Yeah. He made a whole diss record about extra Baxter. Remember when the Breakfast Club grilled him about that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you, Joe? Oh, how about just like 4 months ago, all the stuff you were saying about all the hosts on the Fox Soul cast? How you call Vivica A. Fox a bum?
Claudia, you talk bad about Crystal from The Read and countless other people.
Yeah. Go ask Scotty Beam how she feels about Joe Budden, huh? Huh? The reason why she wasn't on, what was the show? State of the Culture?
What happened with that, why she stopped being on there?
Oh, her and Joe fell out. Her and Joe fell out because he doesn't know how to treat women or black women. You know what's ironic about this? L'Oreal's not even black. She's Puerto Rican. He loves his Puerto Rican women, don't he? Hi, Sid Santana. How are you? How you gonna make this easy for me to get at you, Joe? Like, how you gonna make this easy, bro? Like, seriously, you of all people talking about the treatment of women, black women in particular,
Antoine,
nigga, knock it off.
Ever since he did that stuff with Eminem, he did not fuck with Joe Budden.
Which we were getting ready to talk about that too. But yeah, it's just like, nigga, please. Like, are you kidding me? Like, Joe Budden, Joe Budden Joe Budden got in some hot water just again talking about Logic and how Logic needs to retire again. This nigga love talking about Logic. And I'm like, nigga, you retired from rap. Why are you worried about what another man is doing? Now, granted, Logic doing today, it was a good day, was terrible. I agree.
Oh, that cover? I saw it because I think O'Shea Jr. had...
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was awful. So, so Joe called for Logic to retire again. He just uses Logic as a punching bag. But then Joe gets on his Twitter, and he starts talking about how, because I guess Crooked Eye had said some stuff about, you know, the whole Logic thing, and Joe Budden was saying some stuff about, oh, men need to stand up and not be D-riders, and I need men to not talk about other men. I'm like, Joe, you literally just did that with Logic, my brother. What are you talking about? But that's Joe.
But that's what he do for a living. He talk about other men all day long for a living.
Yes. He's king hypocritical. So I retweeted and what, quote tweeted at Joe. I was like, but so by your logic, that means you need to be talking about yourself, right, Joe? Seeing as though you attack Logic again. I wasn't expecting to get as many people to hit me up about that as I did, but whatever.
Oh, you got responses?
Oh, I got responses from that. So one of my homies saw that. He texted me, was like, Joe Budden gonna block you. I said, so? Give a damn about no goddamn Joe Budden. So? What y'all gonna do to me? Nothing. He's just gonna sit on his couch and, you know, be fake mad about everything that he usually. I don't give a damn about no Joe Budden. Anyway, speaking of Eminem, you know, while we talking about Eminem, Melly Mel. Melly Mel. Melly Mel never ceases to amaze me. Y'all know Melly Mel, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. The Message. Big buff nigga.
Old nigga Hayden.
Old nigga Hayden. The Art of Dialogue is a really toxic YouTube. I don't know if it's just YouTube. I don't know if it's YouTube or a podcast or whatever. It's very toxic. Because it seems like every time somebody goes on an Art of Dialogue, they just say whatever the hell is on their mind. I mean, Big Gip has been saying stuff about Tupac versus Jay-Z for like the past few interviews, but I'm not even going to go there.
Who is that? Because that name sounds familiar, but I can't.
That's Goody Mob.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Goody Mob. Yep. So Melly Mel was on the Art of Dialogue, And he said what he said about Eminem. Not Eminem is only considered to be in anybody's top five or top 10 because he's white. Okay. Can I ask Melly Mel a very important question? If that's the case, then what the fuck is Vanilla Ice ranked at?
I don't think people remember Vanilla Ice was a rapper. Like, even if you had to be like, name your top five white rappers, I don't think nobody's pulling Vanilla Ice out.
Okay. Yeah. So, can you count on your hand five successful white rappers alongside Eminem?
I can't
Eminem?
Give you five, and I still wouldn't have pulled Vanilla Ice out. Like, I would never thought to mention him.
I'm just saying. I'm like, do y'all not know what y'all talking about?
He just hating. Because don't nobody got him in their top five. That's what this is about.
Right.
That's what this boils down to. Is that even when people discuss like pioneers and stuff, like a lot of people don't mention him. Unless you're like a real hip-hop head and you right. just, you really know about hip-hop, you ain't pulling his name out of your hat either.
Sean, I've seen old heads top five.
He ain't in it.
He ain't in that nan one. Not Rakim, not KRS-One, not Big Daddy Kane. None of them niggas got Melly Mel in their top five. None of them. And he's literally a pioneer.
That's what I'm saying.
None of them niggas got Melly Mel in their top five. Like, it's old nigga hate.
He feel like I started this shit and don't nobody mention me. That's what this is about.
That's like
pick on the white boy. Don't pick on the white boy.
That's like Dr. J saying that he's better than LeBron. No, you're not, sir. We love you, Dr. J. We respect you. You're a pioneer. Nigga, you ain't better than no freaking LeBron James. Like, knock it off. Like, I don't like when old, like, mm-hmm. artists do this stuff. Like, it pisses me off. There's a clip of Method Man. He was on Math Hoffa's show, My Honest Opinion. And he talked about how Melly Mel is an old hater. And how he was hating on Wu-Tang. How do you hate on Wu-Tang? How do you hate on Wu-Tang?
He hating on anybody who doing anything because I told you, he started this shit and he getting nothing out of it.
Like, he is literally stuck in a time warp of 1982. Like, bruh.
Let that hurt go.
Gotta let that go, bruh. There's a whole hip-hop after 19... If niggas rap like 1982, you know what it would sound like? The hip, 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 you don't stop and rock it to the bang, bang. Like, no one's rapping like that, son. Like, knock it off, man. Like, come on, man. Come on. No one's dressing like that anymore. Well, some of them are not dressing like that anymore. But then he, in other interviews, he went on to say that he don't understand why Lil Wayne is in everybody's top 10. And he was dissing a whole lot of other
did
people.
Did anybody ask him what his top five was?
You know what his top five was? Dylon. That's or Melly Mel. Like I'm just like, all right, bro. Now it is one thing that I agree with Melly Mel. This may actually shock you, Sean. This may shock you.
Oh God.
Okay. So so for those who are watching us live, who will be seeing this live, y'all know that. If y'all listen to this podcast long enough, Sean is not a Jay-Z fan. I have been trying to sway her to go that way because she's such a Nas fan that she doesn't like Jay as if she can't be fans of both. But I've given up hope at this point.
You should.
I've been. And Melly Mel said something I actually agree with. Now, he was talking about Jay-Z and Busta Rhymes. He said that he thinks that Busta Rhymes better than Jay-Z. Now, that I don't think. But I seen both of these brothers live. Busta Rhymes will bust Jay-Z ass on live stage.
Jay-Z is terrible live. When he be up there with Beyonce, his breath control is off. Like, he good for being in the booth. If Mary J. Blige can't sing, then Jay-Z can't rap outside the booth.
I'll let you have that. Okay, now he has improved over time. He has improved.
He needs to work on his legs and his breath control.
Now, I've seen Jay-Z live, but it was young Jay-Z. It was like Who You With, City Is Mine, Jay-Z. It wasn't like he wasn't who he is now. So I get it, but I also seen Busta Rhymes back then, and Busta Rhymes was killing niggas all the way back in 1997 when I see it.
I mean, but even Jay-Z said that, like, when he was saying how he would see DMX on stage and the energy X would have, and he didn't have that then.
That was great. That bit on the shop when Jay-Z talked about that was freaking amazing, just because it's true. The first time I actually seen Jay-Z was one of the first times I seen DMX. And DMX, this is around the time where he was DMX. Mm-hmm. And he was outstanding. And I was just like, oh my God. Like,
drugs.
Man, I don't think y'all understand, man. That's another one of those moments and times that y'all would have to understand. Like, DMX was a problem back in the day.
Where? Talking about Spring Break. He was on MTV Spring Break. He was in every movie. He dropped 2 albums in 1 year. Yep. He was hot as fish grease.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. So, you know, I hate that for DMX. But Melly Mel is an old hater. I'm going to need him to sit his tail down somewhere. He loves to work out. He loves to go to the gym. Maybe he should continue to do that. I mean, just stop talking for a while, please, because it's just old hate. And then again, I appreciate like the old heads, but only in hip hop do they do that, because they don't do that in rock. You don't hear like the younger artists talking about
Because they
Metallica.
Celebrate their elders, their legends.
Yeah, like they still go ape shit for Mick Jagger
but that's
now.
Just because these niggas still be like in competition, like that's Melly Mel's problem. If he was securing who he was, he wouldn't be saying this, but. He ain't, so that's why he hating. And the hate usually comes when you want to be where this nigga is that you hating on is at.
Right, because nobody's screaming for a Melly Mel mixtape in 2023. Sorry. just saying. I mean, nobody's reloading Dat Piff. Rest in peace to Dat Piff, by the way. But nobody's downloading Melly Mel's mixtape from Dat Piff anymore. Like, come on, man. Stop. All right. Sean, I sent this to you. Did you hear the Chloe Chris Brown record?
No.
You didn't hear it yet? I can't. God damn. It's gross. That's why I stopped sending you stuff. Okay. So we talked about the whole situation with Chloe last podcast. Mm-hmm. Song is dope. As you would expect it would be. It's a dope record.
I mean, he makes... decent music, and she makes decent music.
Did you say Chris Brown makes decent music?
He do. Like, I mean, it's starting to all kind of get the baby effect where it's like all the songs kind of sound the same. But I mean, you know, if you got a formula and it works.
He most certainly has a formula that works. And that's why we said on the last podcast, like if you go enlist people to put out songs and you're trying to get a buzz, mm-hmm. It ain't too many people outside of Chris Brown that you're going to get that's going to give you a hit. I mean, listen, I love Music Soul Child like the next person, but Music Soul Child is not giving you a hit.
He can't give himself a hit.
Well, he just dropped the album with Hit Boy, so don't do that. Don't do my dog like that, Sean. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Leave Music Soul Child alone.
His time, I believe, has come and gone.
Don't you go do my boy like that. Okay.
He's lucky he made it because they don't even be letting them like Afrocentric people even really like do anything. So he really actually like, beat the odds to become who he was because he was like right there at the right time.
I like Music Soul Child though, man. Music Soul Child is one of my favorites.
Rhapsody should be way bigger than she is.
That's a fact. Say that again for the people in the back that cannot hear what you're talking about.
She really should. But anybody listening to her.
Yeah, and that's sad, man, because Layla's Wisdom was actually nominated for a Grammy that year that Kendrick and Jay and all that was up, and she didn't win. Kendrick won. So, no, Rhapsody gets busy. And if y'all have not heard Layla's Wisdom, y'all sleeping hard. Y'all sleeping hard. So, yeah, go. Yeah, but by the way, go check that out. I know it's older now, but go check that out. All right. So, I got to thinking. Sean, when you are, like, putting stuff out on social media, it is certain things that you just should not say. Mm-hmm. Like this freaking idiot with the 7 baby mamas and the 7 kids.
I wonder if that's real. Because okay. Nowadays, you just never know with the internet. They be bored.
Okay.
Maybe coming up with skits to go viral. But for the sake of argument, let's say that it is. Why? First of all, to be the 7th baby mama is like, baby.
Right.
What were you thinking? Where did mm-hmm. you go wrong in your life? And he's like, and I tell him, I don't want these kids. Well, sir, you know how this works, right?
Right. Hello.
I'm not gonna pull out. Well, I mean, so you want the kids then? That's what I'm getting from this. Or you don't care if they come, because I mean, obviously, you ain't shooting blanks. So
no, you're right, exactly.
I mean, and math ain't math.
Not at all. So, if y'all don't know what we talk about, so it was this gentleman. I don't even remember this gentleman's name, but he went viral.
It don't matter.
His name don't matter. He's irrelevant. He went viral because he decided to get on his phone, and this is why I say, like, people just want to go viral. Mm-hmm. Got on his phone, and he was talking about how he fathered 7 different children
by with 7 different women.
And he up front told all of these women, hey, I don't want these kids. So if you want to continue to mess with me, just know that I'm not taking care of none of these kids. I just want to be honest with you. And he continuously talked about why. And I don't know what he was going for with this entire rant that he was going for. I'm sitting here looking at this fool, and I said, I'm thinking in the back of my head, sir, do you not know the process when you're having sex
with people? That's what I'm saying.
People, do you not understand that, sir, if you don't pull out, what's the end result?
He said he don't want to. He said he's not gonna.
So
he said he want the kids.
So you're just going to do that, because I'm not going to say exactly, because, you know, you know, we're on YouTube now, so we got to, you know, watch ourselves now. But you mean to tell me you're just going to go with this and not think that you're going to, I don't know, produce a child out of this?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's exactly what he's doing.
He
ain't the problem for me. It's these women, because where are your standards and your value as a woman? Because that nigga is clearly a fool.
Trash.
So I don't even understand how you get to the moment where you would even entertain him, to talk to him, let alone to be laying down with him. Like, I don't know.
I just sat there and I just said, we are doomed.
Yeah.
We are doomed as a society.
Because he's 7 people daddies.
Right. I'm just like, my nigga, like, this ain't...
You're supposed to go to your daddy for wisdom. And this nigga is somebody...
Oh, what wisdom?
What kind of advice is this nigga gonna give?
What wisdom at this point? I was so flabbergasted, and I said, see, this is why we as black men can talk about get ridiculed, get flamed, get whatever comes our way. This is why, because of niggas like him. And I do not represent none of that, okay? I don't represent none of that. That brother don't speak for me.
Okay? I hope they gonna have other people in their lives, like, because their mom was clearly stupid, too. So,
I mean, yeah, they bear some responsibility, too.
Somebody that can give them some guidance. I feel bad for the babies.
Just niggas.
And the babies alone.
Niggas mm-hmm. niggering. Just niggas. Like, the true definition of a nigga. Mm-hmm. Sad, I tell you. But again, whatever. It's whatever they want to think. And I don't think stuff like that is cool. I think stuff like that is mad corny. Like, if you gonna do that, like, just don't say anything, please. Just don't say anything. All right, a couple things that we, I guess, we'll talk about. This nigga John Morant. So apparently he's suspended. This nigga John Morant is suspended. It just came today that he suspended, I believe, 6 or 8 games.
They gave an official number. It's not indefinite anymore.
It's not indefinite. That's what they officially gave.
Oh, well, that's good. At least he got an end date.
Yeah, at least he got an end date. If y'all been living under a rock, y'all know why John Morant got suspended. He was on IG Live flashing a burner on his IG Live.
At the strip club. Like, for what?
At the strip club. NBA players love the strip club, don't they?
Well, why? Do they not understand, like, morality clauses in contracts? Like, them white people will take your money so fast.
Man,
if
what?
You allow them a loophole.
What? The Memphis Grizzlies has already been in a lot of trouble just basically because of their conduct on the court. I mean, look at the whole Shannon Sharp thing. Dylan Brooks all of a sudden think he's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, if y'all don't get this nigga off of my screen.
But y'all in the NBA. Y'all not thugs. Y'all not gangbangers. Like, you ain't got to appear to be hard. You play in the NBA.
Right.
Let that be it.
Right. Get your money, get your bag, play basketball, love what you do, mm-hmm. and stay out of trouble. Very simple. But no, not John Morant. No, not John Morant.
He want to be, so- be on his best behavior now because they saying, like, if he don't make the All-Star game, that nigga can lose, like, $30 million.
Yeah, exactly. And think about this, too. He is on pace to make, what, $230 million a year? Mm-hmm. Or $230 million, rather, with his contract?
Over his contract. Mm-hmm.
Over his contract. Why the hell would you mess that bag up?
I wouldn't. And if he was my son, I'd be cussing him out.
Which, today, I guess Cameron has his own podcast, and he was saying that T. Morant need to be checking his kid. Like, you need to really putting... Yeah, and it's like, yeah, because that's what being a father is. You make sure that your son or your daughter is doing what they're supposed to do and to be on their best behavior.
Hey, you being stupid right now. Like, I know you grown and you making this money, but if you want to continue making it, you need to calm down.
That's facts. So, I hope that for his sake, he, you know, gets himself together. Because I love the kid. I think John Morant's one of the best, probably top 10 players in the league. And he's a hell of a talent. Elijah loves him. He saw him live.
And he's young, so he got a long career ahead of himself.
Absolutely.
He just pull it together.
Yeah, what, 22, 23 years old? So, yeah. Don't ignore what Sean just did. No, just playing. I'm just playing.
No, that's why I just came in the room.
Yeah.
Kind of creepy here.
Right. No, again, we're a real podcast, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I don't even want to talk about this, man. I told you, I have not liked Angela Yee ever since forever now. Okay, so Angela Yee was on Tamron Hall's show, mm-hmm. and she talked about her experience on The Breakfast Club. If y'all know Tamron Hall gonna ask you the real. I love Tamron Hall.
She's a journalist.
I like how you said that. That was clever. That was clever. And Angela Yee decides to talk about her experiences on The Breakfast Club, and you know she got in a lot of hot water because she said she was the only female working in the room. Mm-hmm. Which anybody with a brain knows that's not true. But what got me is when she said that she used to take a lot of flack from things that the guy said on the show, particularly Charlamagne Tha God. And of course, Envy, because it was in the Shade Room, when Shade Room posted it, Envy was like, that's cap. He was pretty much talking about her being the only, you know, woman working in the room. He said, that's cap. So they responded on their show the very next day. Charlamagne didn't say nothing. You want to know why Charlamagne didn't say nothing? And I hate that I got to defend this nigga, but I got to defend him in this regard. Hey, Angela Yee, you do realize who Charlamagne was the minute that you signed that contract all the way back in 2010 when you decided to do the Breakfast Club? I seen the interviews with Charlamagne when he was on Wendy Williams, where he used to get at people like Cassie and Buffy the Body.
The salacious news.
Yeah, the salacious news, all of that stuff. You knew what you signed him to when he was on there. And let's keep it a buck. All the foul stuff that he had said back in the past, you just sat there and kikied and chuckled the whole time. Oh, now all of a sudden.
I mean, she ain't innocent. It's a lot of times when she didn't say anything or when she piled in or when she set him up to knock the joke down. Like,
right.
She is very culpable in all this.
Right. The only reason why she's mentioning Charlamagne is because he's an easy target with all of the stuff that has happened with him over the years. He's an easy target. So, yeah, it's easy to say, well, yeah, Charlamagne did this. And it's like, but you didn't have that energy because I saw the video where they were celebrating Angela Yee the last day that she was there. Mm-hmm. And she had none of that energy then, but all of a sudden, you got this energy now. And I'm just like, fam, this man, and even with all of the shenanigans over the years, he has never said anything disparaging about Angela Yee. As a matter of fact, he was one of the ones championing her when she made the announcement that she was leaving to do her Wake Up with Angela Yee show.
You watched the episode or listened to an episode? Okay. You have? How many you listened to?
5 minutes. That show is boring as all hell.
No.
Angela Yee has the personality of carpet.
I told you the show wasn't going to make it. I told you when she said she was leaving, I said she was wasting her time.
It is so boring.
She was boring on The Breakfast Club. She was never the personality of the show. She was always dry and telling them jokes. She'll catch one every now and again. But she was never really the entertainment of the show.
Do you know how much more I enjoy The Breakfast Club now that she's not on there no more? Like,
I mean, she's not missed.
Not at all.
Much like Latasha from Escape. Like, girl, your sister here. So, really, we don't need you.
I'm not watching that crazy freaking show. I seen a part of the little argument that they had in the restaurant when they all met up.
And nah, I don't know why bruh. She signed up to be on TV to portray herself in this matter because she was so bad.
I'm not watching that garbage. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not. They just don't get along. Like, I'm gonna watch a show about a bunch of women that I know don't get along. Nah, I'm good.
I just watch for the dysfunction.
Of course you do. By the way, there's nobody. And listen, the sisters are fantastic. I still think Coco the best singer out of all of them.
I mean, yeah, but that don't got nothing to do with Escape. I'm just saying, like,
I know.
Okay, you need Candy, even though she can't sing really either. But Oof. You need her because her voice Oof. Is distinctive and you need it for the tone of the song.
Facts.
Tiny, her voice is distinctive and she can sing, so okay. The sisters sound basically the same to me.
Yeah, they do.
So,
they do.
I mean, we don't need Latasha. Like, it'd be nice because you part of the group, but if you're not there, it ain't gonna mess up none of the songs.
That's facts. I agree with that. Yeah, that's messy. That's real messy. Boy.
Your mama is, whoo, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I saw the little clips. I'm not watching. That wife of mine watching the daggone show. She put it on the other day, and I was like, you really set me up, aren't you? Like, because you know I don't want to really watch this. She like,
it's good.
Those are my two favorite groups. I'm like, all right. But yeah, Yee tripping. And I'm not saying that I don't wish her success, obviously. But
I hope she do good. She just won't get it from me.
Nah, I'm cool. you got what you wanted. You got off of The Breakfast Club. Now
it ain't gonna last because ain't nobody watching it. But
ain't nobody watching
it. I mean, I wish you the best.
Nonsense. Wish you the best. Did Deion Sanders put his foot in his mouth?
When I tell you I'm tired of Deion Sanders, he is going to be like, he gonna kill himself because he don't know when to shut up and he don't know when to stop. It's like, you already looked bad when you left, and you know that could be taken, you know, both ways. But then now you dragging it because you're saying all this stuff about how you want your quarterback to come from a two-parent household, but you want your was it the running backs?
Yeah.
To come from the hood. And like, I know he didn't mention race, but it was underlying in the tone. Like, we know what you mean. You ain't saying you want no white boy, because what white boy are you really trying to say is coming from what hood? Like,
right.
And then I heard something about he was trying to get like the HBCU feel or band or something over there. It's like, nigga, if you want black, then stay black. Don't try to take our shit to Colorado. Let you have a Salt and Pepper to Taste band and cheerleaders and traditions. Like, that's where you want to be. So eat your green bean casserole.
Not green bean casserole.
Yeah, like that's what you want. So that's our culture to Colorado, and no, leave our shit where it's at.
Okay,
I'm personally tired of him. He done ran me thin, and I'm done. I ain't got no more for him. I tried. I gave it a valiant effort. I'm done.
So my whole thing is with Deion is, some things should just be better left unsaid. You knew the minute that you said what you was going, what you said eventually was going to get you in hot water. Now, mind you, I am sure that most Division I coaches, the process in getting players, do exactly what Deion said.
Oh, he didn't say that for no reason. He said that because that's how they all feel.
Absolutely. 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 Right. However, you are a black man that is a Division I coach. And not only just a Division I coach, this nigga is in Boulder, Colorado. You want to know the percentage of black people that stay in Boulder, Colorado?
Three.
Thank you. Exactly. Three. Sean, if you took my family, your family.
That's it.
That's it. That's Boulder, Colorado. It's like, you can't say stuff like that because they are going to look for any reason to get you out of there.
He knows that, though.
Exactly. And that's what I'm... Yeah, exactly. And he knows that, and he still ran his mouth. Listen, I told y'all, Deion is my all-time favorite athlete of all time. I love me some Deion Sanders, but I can be completely unbiased when I say, yes, he did put his foot in his mouth. Now, as far as the band, I could probably count on one hand how many people know Earth, Wind, and Fire in Boulder, Colorado. Sir, you not are not.
They know about the Earth and Wind and Fire. They don't know about them as no group.
They know Captain Planet. They know that Earth, Wind, and Fire. In heart. And what was the other one? It was Earth, Water. Wind, Fire, Water, Heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They know that. They don't know Earth, Wind, and Fire. You think they know the Osley Brothers in Boulder, Colorado? Let them try to play some Ice Spice in Boulder, Colorado. Let's see how far that goes. Deion,
which sir. Is why I said he need to listen to what they listening to in Boulder.
Exactly. Because guess what you're going to get?
Then you have the Boulder experience.
Right. You're going to get some Harry Styles, sir. You gonna get some? I know too soon. I'm sorry. You gonna get some Harry Connick Jr. You might get some Ted Nugent. You know they love Ted Nugent in Colorado. You know that's where Ted Nugent stays, in freaking Colorado. That's what you gonna get, buddy. You're not getting. Yeah, hell, you're not getting Eminem in Boulder, Colorado at this point.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go get some of that country. You gonna get some of that achy breaky heart, sir. Some of that Reba McEntire.
That's what he needs.
Yeah.
And then my thing is, like, he was saying all that about what the quarterback, but it's like, if that's your stipulation, then your own son, by your standards, cannot be your quarterback.
Exactly. It's like, fool, why would you say that? Because, I mean, your son is good. All of your kids is good. Like, just, Deion, I wish you nothing but the best, brother, but you got to fall back. You just got to fall back, and you just got to go out there and just prove to them why you was one of the highest recruited Division I coaches in the country. So, just be quiet. Last but not least, I am going to give you the floor on this one. Because I don't want to talk about this, man, but I'm going to let you talk about it because we didn't talk about this on the last pod. And I need you to flame the living hell out of Karl Malone. I need you to go in because I don't even want to touch that. So I'm going to let you be the one.
I don't even remember why we mad at Karl for the new, what did he do this time? I know we mad at him because he a child molester. And not only is he a child molester, but he a deadbeat child molester.
Yeah.
They ain't no alleged.
I'm sorry. Algorithms, Sean. Algorithms. I'm just messing with you. Everybody knows about the Karl Malone thing, but go ahead.
That ain't no secret. Not only did he do what he did with that child and make a baby, but then he abandoned the kid. And he was in the NBA and didn't want to pay them people that money. He didn't come to that boy life until after he was in the NFL and had made something of himself. And then he had twins and he didn't take care of them either. He just a trash man. He garbage. And ain't no way he should have been getting no kind of award for the NBA. They need to be ashamed of him like the WWE is ashamed of Chris Benoit.
Oof. That's there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's just the truth.
I'll add my two cents in. He's trash. I've never liked Karl Malone, the player. He's just a trash player,
and I'm so glad Michael Jordan never let him win nothing. I wish we could watch him lose all over again.
No, I've never liked Karl Malone, the player. I definitely don't like Karl Malone, the human being. I've always heard, like, terrible stories about Karl Malone.
Good stories. He was trying to hit on Vanessa. When her and Kobe was at it, he just garbage.
She curved him so quick. Karl Malone's a piece of garbage, and whatever comes to him, I hope he gets it tenfold because he's trash. Period. And there's no excuse for what he did. There's no excuse for none. I don't want to hear about what he was on the basketball court. So what? I don't want
to. He should have never been got to become what he became because he should have went to jail.
Exactly, because he was 20 and she was 13. That's all we need to say. Period. So, yeah. I don't care about that man at all. And again, I hope everything that happens to him, he gets it tenfold because he's trash. But, yeah. I do want to talk about one more thing. So, it's being reported that Aaron Rodgers might be going to the New York Jets. I can't wait. Please. Talk about somebody that you hate. Look at my face, y'all. I despise Aaron Rodgers. All of him. He's garbage to me.
He one of them white boys that just... Okay, never mind.
Now, I'm not saying he's garbage as a football player because that's not true. But him as a leader, him as a human being...
Why not him talk about, like, he can't win because he don't have the right weapons in Green Bay. And then afterwards, he was like, give me the weapons.
This fool said, I don't have the weapons, but I want 3 out of the same weapons that I had on the team. Sir, Randall Cobb, Al Lazar, and Mercedes Lewis. That's who you want. And you want Odell Beckham too. But sir, you put the 3 in the blender. They don't even add to Austin St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. Like, get what? Sir. Shut up. Go away. I want him to retire. I want him to retire so bad. I never wanted a player to retire as bad as I wanted Aaron Rodgers to retire right now. I cannot stand that man. Get him off my screen.
Oh, no. You know who I want to talk about very briefly. I just want to tell y'all should listen to me. When I tell y'all people are trash, I told y'all I never liked Neo. And I didn't know why. I didn't have like a concrete reason. season two, but I forgot told about the pits,
this. I forgot the about this.
Soul that I did not like that man. I told y'all he was trash. I told y'all.
Oh man, that was
this
my boy at one point.
Had two kids on his wife that he cheated on his previous baby mama with. Like, I don't feel sorry for her because you know what they say, you lose them how you get them or however that's
going. Yeah, that's it.
But
that's it.
I told y'all he was. First of all, he told this lady to get her tubes tied because he ain't want no more kids.
Shout out to Bayana.
He turned around and got married and had three kids with that woman. And then he had two kids on that woman. He ain't shit. Trash. And I told y'all, Mary J. Blige couldn't sing.
Come on, that's not even in the same category, Sean. Come on.
I mean, I could say the lady was singing at 8 a.m. and you ain't supposed to sing that early. And she was flat, okay? That's what Shaka said. Not me. I didn't say it. But I did tell y'all Neo was trash. I told y'all. I said it. And I meant it. I knew it. I don't know why, but I knew it. And listen to me.
Okay? You know, at one point, I thought that Neo would be one of the leaders of the new R&B block.
He just wanted to be a F-boy.
This nigga killed his entire How do you kill your entire fan base, my guy? Your fan base is what? Women, sir. You alienated your whole fan base because you a piece of trash.
Trash.
Let's not get it messed up. The nigga music is lit. Let's not get this messed up. We ain't gonna sit here in front like Neo music don't get busy. Oh no, Neo has classics with an S. He does. But that does not excuse his behavior.
Told y'all I didn't like him though.
And he's done. Neo's finished. He can try to come back out. How? You killed your one fan base that was riding with you. Even after the incident with Crystal, people were still like, oh, I like Neo. Not now. I was one of the ones that said he was going to beat Jante in that versus till I remembered that Jante got a bunch of hits. And then I was like, dang, Neo, you kind of got... Kind of got your back kicked in, sir. but all in all, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, man. That's too bad. Oh, well. His fault. And now niggas ain't going to be listening to you no more. No more. They going to be so sick of listening to you, sir. So it's a wrap. So, hey, why'd you have to bring that up, man? That's kind of a sore.
Because I just want this to be the Chevalier Was Right podcast. Like, just...
Whatever. That's not, by the way, that's not going to be the title. I just want to let y'all know.
I think I'm going to work that in some kind of
house. Yo, whatever. You can name it whatever you want. I mean, that's your forte anyway. But I'm glad you brought that up. All right, y'all. That's going to wrap us up, man. Episode 90 is in the book, man. I hope y'all enjoyed us. Yes, we will be putting out live material every single time we pod.
We
got
to figure out next time how to send out the link so people actually know that we going live.
Absolutely. I'll start working on that. We'll start working on that. And getting the YouTube page up because I'm doing this on my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get it to where we have our own YouTube channel on our pod. So... Yeah, but we go be figuring it out. We got it. Everything worked out perfect. I think the sound is okay. I think it worked out perfect. We Gucci. Don't let Angela Yee hear that. When I say the word Gucci, she kind of gets scared. But anyway, episode 90 is in the books. Go ahead, Sean. God damn it. I hate this shit so much.
I prepare better for this next time. But God loves the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you should too. So fantastic just, on video.
the Patriots just signed Juju, so we'll take Juju.
Y'all,
whatever.
AB, Y'all like the Steelers leftovers.
Okay, all right.
What's that one man that ran the touchdown in for us? Harrison.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all
James
love,
Harrison.
Y'all love our secondhand throwaways.
Until next time, we will see y'all on the next episode. We'll see y'all on episode 90 when you get on my nerves. All right, y'all. Peace.